You Are Never Really Alone, Part 2. Hello, my friends, thank you for joining me here once more. I hope you are happy and very well today. For those who are new to my channel, I am Marie Swaru. For a wider context about this subject, I strongly advise you to watch my previous video. I will also provide a link to it sometime around now, yet I'm quite sure this one may be understandable on its own. For thousands of years, religions have offered the idea of positive guiding spirits who are next to you, taking care, and guiding you through your entire life. They are mostly called guardian angels, although this name has a strong religious load in it, or simply spirit guides in a more New Age context, which I believe may be a more accurate term. As I was saying in my previous video, from the side of the spirits, from the astral side point of view, time is not linear, or it is only so from one or another context, and from the point of view of one or another particular soul and what it is experiencing while there. This means that our guardian angels, or spirit guides, work from outside linear time as we know it here in the material world. Therefore, they know what we will experience next, although always in the context of knowing that all future experiences can be altered, even though there is also a fixed destiny for each one of us. A fixed destiny the soul of that particular person chose while in the astral, or world of the spirits, and from a timeless, or non-linear time point of view, where it can see and understand what it will live during its next incarnation, a lifetime it chooses on its own, with free will, and for the learning experience it will have in it. As I understand this to be so, it is as if there were a completely fixed and predefined destiny for each incarnated person. At the same time, there are certain parameters, or a certain amount of slack, that provide the incarnated person with variations of the same destiny, where some outcomes will be better than others, yet still within the overall final outcome. Although in my understanding this is what mostly happens, it does not mean that in some cases, a person may be perfectly capable of changing their entire destiny, if the right conditions arise, and if he or she can develop enough mental, ethical, and spiritual strength, as well as having a very strong will. Yet even so, we cannot fully ever know if such a change is actually a new destiny or simply part of the original soul plan it had. As the soul who will have the incarnated experience already knows what it will live, and all its possible variations, and working from that timeless non-linear state, it also has the choice or the possibility of becoming its own guardian angel, or spirit guide, for its incarnated version. And that's why our guardian angel, or main spirit guide, is so interested in helping us, as it is mainly helping itself, so it is very interested in not letting us go sideways in our lives, or in a bad direction. Then all souls also have their spirit family, which is the group of souls with whom it has worked before, and may include the most important incarnated people surrounding the subject, as well as all the spirit guides of those loved people, family, and friends who are part of the person's life in the world of the living. This means that they are friends and family both, in spirit in the astral, and also while alive inhabiting a biological body. All these positive spirits do intervene during our incarnated lives, and all the time, much more than what we dare think. Spirit guides do intervene directly, many times saving someone from a tragedy. As I explained in my previous video, they all make sure that the incarnated person stays within a range of movements, experiences, or variations that are following, or go with its life plan. Bad things do happen to us all, and it is hard to accept that we may have willingly chosen to live those terrible experiences, but my best data indicates that this is still so, despite our guardian angels and spirit guides' best efforts. But, as I explained in my video, same events, different meanings, physical or spiritual side, the way something is interpreted, good or bad, changes dramatically depending on which side of the astral we are in. The degree or level of the bad things we experience in life doesn't go over a certain pre-planned threshold of trouble and suffering. We may experience hardship and suffering, but as I understand things to be, we cannot ever go over what we ourselves planned before incarnating, leaving hardship in life only as much as what we need to experience, very much as happens with the problems and dangers we go through while playing a video game, and without them, our favorite games would be boring. And how much pain and suffering each soul, each person, would go through during his or her life, would depend only on the vibration it had when it was planning its incarnation, and that incarnation's purpose would be to increase the soul's awareness, and with it its expansion, and therefore attaining a higher existential vibration and frequency, which will bring more positive future outcomes to that same soul. And this is where the spirit guides and guardian angels step in to guard and protect the soul's life plan, to prevent other forces from interfering. Most of the time, they only whisper ideas in our ears, as the saying goes, although it is more of a telepathic communication, mostly making the subject believe that it is his or her own thoughts. As I explained in my video, telepathic fields, we all live in an energetic astral soup where we all share our thoughts, emotions, and ideas, telepathically, through the field, affecting and influencing each other, even if we are not aware of it. Many of your thoughts and ideas are not entirely yours, as they may be the result of what other people are thinking, and this telepathic sharing and influence is especially strong with emotions of all kinds, and although physical distance may have something to do at first, it ultimately does not really matter. This is because you are receptive to the thoughts, ideas, and emotions you pick up from others through the field, only directly depending on your own set of ideas, which are vibrations, once more, and as the saying goes, your vibe defines your tribe. It is through this same system, or same dynamics through which your spirit guides, and your guardian angel, who is also your higher self, talk to you and influence you through the telepathic field. But this means that you must be in a high enough vibration to be compatible with them, as they are working from the higher astral, and, therefore, are of a very high vibration, so the lower you vibrate, the further away you are from their influence and guide, and at the same time you become more vulnerable to the other side, the negative one, where dark entities and demons can also influence your thoughts, emotions, and therefore your actions as well. Living in a biological body, you are naturally limited by it, to experience existence within the perception range of your five or six senses. This means that people who are alive are mostly cut off from everything that happens in the astral side of existence. They cannot perceive it, and most even deny its existence. This makes them very vulnerable to the negative influence from spirits, demons, and disincarnate souls who dwell in those lower astral realms. Life in a biological body, regardless of what planet a person may be on, although this is more prevalent on Earth, has always been defined by being very hard. Everything in life looks like it is conspiring to make it as hard as possible for the souls there. As I have explained in my paranormal videos, lower astral entities of all kinds want to cause incarnated souls to be in a low vibratory state, to make them easier to exploit for energy, that is, for the creative attention they get from people with a strong connection to Source. All those lower astral entities who surround the living all the time also influence them heavily, making them take bad decisions, and causing them to fall into all sorts of bad things and events in life, which keep them in a low vibratory state. They are especially interested in high vibration people, those positive souls who are working to elevate the overall frequency of the planet, because they are causing the low-frequency astral entities to lose control and influence over the world of the living, so positive people who stand out are almost certainly under lower astral entity observation. What they want is to lower their vibration, not only so they can be exploited for energy again, as the rest of the population, but also to stop them from elevating the existential vibration of other people around them, because it removes the evil entity's energy supplies. Positive guardian angels and spirit guides also work through other people, or sometimes through what only looks like a living person, as I described in my last video. They can appear when needed as someone else, a person, an animal, or as whatever is needed to accomplish their positive influence objective, for example, to tell the man not to take the train, because it will crash, as mentioned in the example I gave in my previous video. But as those positive entities can use other people, or appear as a person, so can and so do negative entities, so beware of this. Positive loving, high vibration people such as lightworkers, starseeds, and so on, are highly targeted by those dark forces who want to normalize them by reducing their vibration, by bringing them down to a more available to them frequency and vibration. Those lower astral dark entities do not have the best intentions in mind for positive people, saying this mildly, but precisely because of those people's high vibration, precisely because their creative attention is so high, and because their focus is on beautiful things, they become mostly immune to the negative influence of those dark lower astral beings of all kinds. The problem is that those lower astral dark entities are not stupid, because they systematically look for weaknesses to take advantage of, in that high vibration people. As the lower astral entities cannot fully perceive, or see what the high vibration person is doing, because it is well above their perception range, so they tend to use other incarnated beings, mostly other people, as a tool to research and to know more about those high vibration people, to know where to attack them. They may use someone you know, a narcissist friend, co-worker, or family member, or even an acquaintance you have not seen for years, to get information out of you. You may bump into an old acquaintance you have not seen for years, and suddenly he may start to ask you a series of super detailed questions about everything you are doing, about your life and future plans. Beware of this, as it most probably is a dark force tactic to know more about you, so everything you overshare may, and will be used against you. This means that you must not overshare what you are doing, much less what you are planning to do. Do not tell everyone what you are doing, and do not share the details of your life with strangers, or with anyone whom you do not fully trust. Only share with those who need to know something in particular, need to know only, as they say, and also with all those you fully know that they love you, and therefore have your best interests at heart. Never overshare with strangers, and be careful what you say in public. Silence is power, and it keeps the dark forces from knowing where to attack you. Do not say what you are going to do, or what you are doing, let them be surprised at your results, that's all. Oversharing is like playing cards with strangers, and showing them what cards you've got. Remember, the Matrix is hearing you, and you are not alone. Be strong, my friends. There will be a third part of this series about not being alone while on Earth. In the third part, I will talk about star races monitoring their star seeds with technological means. That is, life people from off-planet, monitoring other life people, but on the surface. I was going to include that subject as part of today's video, but it simply didn't fit as it is already too long to handle as it is, so it deserves a separate one. As always, thank you for liking and subscribing, it helps me a lot and it is much appreciated. And I hope to see you here next time. Take care, enjoy the enjoyable parts of the holidays, and Merry Christmas. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.